"Now, Eddie!" Roland shouted and began to fire into the diesel. Eddie joined in. At first, Roland didn't think anything was going to happen. But then a sluggish ripple of blue flame appeared in the center aisle and went snaking toward where the rear wall had been. Not enough. Gods, how he wished it had been the kind they called gasoline. Roland tipped out the cylinder of his gun, dropped the spent casings around his boots, and reloaded. "On your right, mister," John said almost conversationally, and Roland dropped flat. One bullet passed through the place where he'd been. The second flipped at the ends of his long hair. He'd only had time to reload three of his revolver's six chambers, but that was one more bullet than he needed. The two Harriers flew backward with identical holes in the center of their brows, just below the hairline. Another hoodlum dashed around the corner of the store on Eddie's side and saw Eddie waiting for him with a grin on his bloody face. The fellow dropped his gun immediately and began to raise his hands. Eddie put a bullet through his chest before they got as high as his shoulders.
"He's learning," Roland thought. "Gods help him, but he is."
"That fire's a little slow for my taste, boys," said John, and leaped up onto the loading dock. The store was barely visible through the rolling smoke of the deflected grenade, but bullets came flying through it. John seemed not to notice them, and Roland thanked Ka for putting such a good man in their path, such a hard man. John took a square silver object from his pants pocket, flipped up the lid, and produced a good flame with the flick of his thumb on a small wheel. He tossed the little flaming tinderbox underhand into the storeroom. Flames burst up all around it with a whoomp sound.
"What's the matter with you?" Andolini screamed. "Get them!"
"Come and do it yourself," Roland called. At the same time, he pulled on John's pants leg. John jumped off the loading dock backward and stumbled. Roland caught him. Chip, the storekeeper, chose this moment to faint, pitching forward to the trash-littered earth with a groan so soft it was almost a sigh.
"Yeah, come on," Eddie goaded. "Come on, Slick. What's the matter, Slick? Don't send a boy to do a man's work. You ever hear that one? How many guys did you have over there, 24? And we're still standing. So come on and do it yourself. Or do you want to lick Enrico Balazar's ass for the rest of your life?"
More bullets came through the smoke and flame, but the Harriers in the store showed no interest in trying to charge through the growing fire. No more came around the sides of the store either. Roland pointed at Eddie's lower right leg where the hole was. Eddie gave him a thumbs up, but the leg of his jeans now seemed too full below the knee, swollen, and when he moved, his shore boot squelched. The pain had settled to a steady, hard ache that seemed to cycle with the beat of his heart. Yet he was coming to believe it might have missed the bone. "Maybe," he admitted to himself, "because I want to believe it." The first siren had been joined by two or three others, and they were closing in.
"Go!"
Jack screamed. He now sounded on the verge of hysterics. "Go, you chicken shit motherfuckers! Go get them!" Roland thought that the remaining bad men might have attacked a couple of minutes ago, maybe even 30 seconds ago, if Andolini had led their charge personally. But now the frontal assault option had been closed off, and Andolini must surely know that if he led men around either side of the store, Roland and Eddie would pick them off like clay birds in a fair day shooting contest. The only workable strategies left to him were siege or a long flanking movement through the woods, and Jack Andolini had no time for either. Standing their ground back here, however, would present its own problems. Dealing with the local constabulary, for instance, or the fire brigade if that showed up first. Roland pulled John to him so he could speak quietly.
"We need to get out of here right now. Can you help us?"
"Oh, I think so."
The wind shifted. A draft blew through the mercantile's broken front windows, through the place where the back wall had been, and out the back door. The diesel smoke was black and oily. John coughed and waved it away.
"Follow me. Let's step lively."
John hurried across the ugly acre of waste ground behind the store, stepping over a broken crate and weaving his way between a rusty incinerator and a pile of even rustier machine parts. There was a name on the biggest of these that Roland had seen before in his wanderings: John Deere. Roland and Eddie walked backward, protecting John's back, taking little glances over their own shoulders to keep from tripping. Roland hadn't entirely given up hope that Andolini would make a final charge and he could kill him as he had done once before.